We saw some frosty nights this week, which is especially tough for wine grape growers who also are seeing the first signs of bud break. If the new buds freeze, that can wipe out the fall's grape harvest, so growers often turn to water-sucking sprinklers or noisy wind machines to protect against freezing temperatures. But scientist Glenn McGordy of the UC Cooperative Extension in Hopland is studying a new technology that works with bacteria to shield grapevines from frost damage.
At the heart of every ice crystal is a little bacteria. And it turns out that frost requires bacteria to nucleate the ice in order for it to form. And the same bacteria nucleates water droplets up in the sky. And it lives on the surface of plants. So what we have found is if we can control the bacteria either by eliminating it or preventing it from happening, we can actually supercool the tissue of grapes down a couple degrees and get no frost. So the first compound we're working with is copper oxide or cocide, and we spray a very precise amount just on the emerging foliage, and we're finding that we get 2 to 3 degrees of protection just by doing that. And we have to apply it about every 5 days during the frost season, but you know, no wind machines, no overhead sprinklers, and we're protecting the vines from freezing. There is one grower, Stuart Bewley, who's doing this up in Laytonville because he doesn't have any water to frost protect with, and his wind machines don't work very well there either because he's on hillsides, and so he's had pretty good success, he claims, over the last 16 years. So we're trying to verify it in places like this where it's flat.
I spoke with McGordy this week at one of his research sites, a small vineyard on the valley floor in Hopland. McGordy says that the interplay between bacteria and frost is intriguing for vineyards, and that cover crops, which are often planted in between rows of grapevines to add nutrients to the soil and retain water, can also offer frost protection.
Cover crops have really different levels of bacteria in them, so just by planting the right cover crop, you can also reduce the risk of frost. Grasses are our worst actors. They seem to like frost. They get along well with freezing, and they have the highest amount of bacteria. So they might have almost 100,000 more units of bacteria per square centimeter than grape tissue does. Grape tissue really doesn't support frost per se. In other words, it's the ice nucleating bacteria can't grow on it, but it can migrate onto it because when the shoots first come out, they're quite sterile, and the bacteria gets on and just keeps accumulating as it's blowing off of the cover crop or the adjacent area.
Wow, so just planting the right cover crop could actually
make a difference. Yeah, we know that vineyard floor management is really critical in trying to reduce frost if you don't have any kind of frost protection system. So we've always said that the best thing to do was to have clean tillage, disc everything up, and then pack it. And in our springs, it's usually fairly wet, and normally that would be the best way without frost protection for us to protect vines from freezing, and that's the old way of doing it. The problem with that, of course, is that, first of all, you're exposing the soil at a time where it can still rain. You notice the last few days, we're at bud break, we need to think about frost protection. So if you're disking everything up clean and then you get a heavy rain, you're going to have erosion, so that's not so good. So it's nice to have some kind of cover. So the next best thing would be to mow really short and minimize the amount of source of bacteria that could get onto your crop. And then the next best thing would be to have a cover crop that doesn't have very much bacteria on it. And interestingly, a lot of the legumes that we use for cover crops, bell beans and vetch and things like that, don't support a lot of ice nucleating bacteria. So we're trying to understand the ecology of what's going on with that, and then we're looking at controlling it with copper. And then what's even more exciting is that we have a bacteria that will take the ecological niche of the ice nucleating bacteria and kind of grow and thrive in there, and it's sort of a natural protectant from freezing. And we've demonstrated that it works on citrus and pears. No one's ever really worked with it on grapes before, so that's some of the research that we're hoping to do in the next couple years.
That's scientist Glenn McGordy of the UC Cooperative Extension in Hopland. For KZYX, I'm Valerie Kim.